You think of Meister Eckhart as the wind rises in the eucalyptus, follows tunnels of light the Keltewe have shaped in the air, tunnels that disappear inside their own creation. Breath is to story as running is to horses, all wild eyes and urgency, dust and dream flank, rush of imagination. And you wonder, how does she find her way with those invisible hands? But when she whispers at night as you try to steer stars, you wake with only the taste of the answer in your mouth. And you think of Jesus, of the Buddha, of Saint Teresa, of the poet who drank wine from blue goblets, wrote green lines on driftwood, slept with women he kept mistaking for the sea. Can you learn to be as empty as a clay pot? To be that simple, that lavish? And you walk on seashells among angels and devils, away from lanzas and pirates whose treasures won't last, and you tap your small crystal heart with the light stick of the world and listen. You know music cannot be as sharply drawn as the eyes of a captive hawk, nor pinned down to staves with clefts and arrest. It is bird shriek at dawn, chug-churning engines hot with promise, murmuring cows that trail swollen udders, generous whispers of the fig tree, summer heavy with fruit you break open in your palm and lay on your tongue. It is what you have already known and tasted, mystery that grows in tears and bone, in death and rock and ocean, the space on the stairs between this step and the next, in the red muscle of mercy. It longs and it is longing, and it wants you as virgin, wants you as wife, lover, child, over cloud, under water, wants your throb and bloodthirst, buried tears and more. It shows you that soft is stronger than hard, that you, rapt listener, ripening soul, always knew how to dance this river, this winter, to compose out of the distant cry of stars.